Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Bum, 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 I ran. Bum, 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 I ran.
This out last night. Crank it up there, Mike.
Went to a mosque, gonna throw some rocks, tell the Ayatollah, gonna put you in a box.
So, going to a mosque, gonna throw some rocks?
Tell the Ayatollah, gonna put you in a box. So, I mean, it's humor, but the president is putting it out. On his official presidential, I mean, as we all know, this is the way he announces policy around the world.
Yeah.
You know, and then says, you know, I appreciate your attention to this matter. Ceasefire must begin now. The same platform he uses for announcing ceasefires, he puts out this song to footage of B-2 bombers taking off and landing. I'm a Trump fan. I like a lot of the, Some of the norm breaking I hate. I don't think this was a good idea. I think it was a terrible idea.
It's funny. I was initially horrified. The more I think about it, the more I think that's a really American thing to do. Not only do we have a policy and the might to back it up, but our sense of humor is intact. I'm not defending it, because again, initially I was horrified, but the more I think about it, the more I'm warming to it. It's there's some swagger there.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but the whole, hey, Ayatollah going to put you in a box when we just are having the discussion about whether this is a regime change operation or not.
Yeah. It's definitely lends a little strategic ambiguity to the situation.
I don't want to lose.
Whoa. Did he, like, listen to all those? They're asking this in the halls of power, folks. Did he listen to all the lyrics in that song parody? Because some of them are, like, kind of crazy by modern geopolitics standards. Or did he just hear the beginning and think it was funny?
It is kind of the problem of having, I have this problem on our own Twitter account. It's kind of the problem of having like one account. Maybe you should have one account for, these are things that I think are important and serious. And these are things that, hey, look at this. This is wild, isn't it? So that they don't all end up in the same feed. Like you're fully in favor of this wacky thing that happened. It's just, you're just putting something out because you thought it was interesting.
Right.
Elon does that all the time. I mean, he puts out things that are very, very important, and then he'll put out stuff like, why did you put that out? It's just because he thought it was funny. But
right. Yeah, fart humor. Boy, is he keeping a low profile lately.
Yeah. Well, he's working on Tesla.
Yeah. Well, and SpaceX. They're doing some interesting things. So this is more local governance than the presidency. That reminds me. The shocking result of the Democratic primary for the mayoral race in New York City, why it matters. It matters a lot. We got at least one text yesterday. Why are you guys talking about the mayor of New York City? Who cares, essentially? It's important is why. And not just because New York is New York. No, no, no. Ripples far more significant than that, even. So stay tuned for that.
A full-on socialist is going to be the mayor of New York City, almost certainly.
And he's got a good solid stripe of Islamism in him, too. So isn't that lovely? So speaking of questionable local leadership, Cudahy's it's part of L.A. County. It's a smallish town. And the vice mayor, Cynthia Gonzalez, was caught on tape responding to the ICE raids. William Lajeunesse of Fox News did a pretty good job of setting it up. We'll start there.
You know, it is rare to hear an elected official say something so inflammatory as to challenge leaders of two of L.A.'s largest Latino street gangs to target or confront federal agents.
You guys are all about territory, and this is 18th Street, and this is Torrance, and you guys tag everything up, claiming hood. And now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you.
So that's Cudahy Vice Mayor Cynthia Gonzalez, seen here 2 weeks ago with L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, criticizing ICE. Now, Cudahy is a city of 21,000 in southeast L.A. It's 97% Latino.
All right, so it's not exactly a big city, and this person is not exactly a big official, but can you imagine the environment you'd have to be in to think that's an okay thing to say out loud?
Right.
Here's a little more from her.
You guys are all about territory, and this is 18th Street, and this is Torrance, and you guys tag everything up, claiming hood. And now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you.
Okay, sorry, so that was part of the clip we already heard. Here she goes on the next clip, Michael.
Her post on Friday follows an ICE operation near Cudahy, where DHS says residents and activists targeted agents and Border Patrol vehicles, while locals claim DHS vehicles ran them over. Gonzalez shamed the gangs for failing to show up and offer protection.
I don't want to hear a peep out of you once they're gone, trying to claim that this is my block. This was not your block. You weren't even here helping out. So whoever's the leadership over there, just get your members in order.
No response from Gonzalez, who says in a now deleted post, the FBI did pay her a visit and she is now seeking legal help.
So I would like, what does she picture happening? Does she picture local teenagers getting into a gun battle with ICE, winning, then ICE saying, well, I guess this turf belongs to whatever the name of the group is,
right,
the gang is, and then leaves? Is that the way she pictures it going down? Because that's not the way it would go down.
Well, she's a blanket moron, obviously. I mean, she does not possess adult rational thought and or is such a, well, she puts her ethnicity in front of her city and her country, clearly. In defiance of the law. Incredibly popular laws, by the way. Wow, what a nut job.
Yeah, that's a troubling point of view from her.
Calling out the gangs.
To fight ICE.
Yeah.
And again, you think they would win and ICE would leave, is how it would turn out.
And she considers the federal government the biggest gang there is. Well, that's true.
True.
I mean, so on the positive side, Bill Asaley, who's the new U.S. attorney for California's Central District, made a statement the other day, didn't get a lot of attention. It's a wonder conservatives ever win an election, since you really have to go looking for those points of view and that information. Asaley said Democratic politicians have convinced Californians that the state, quote, is a real sanctuary from federal policies they dislike. That misguided attitude, he said, explains the chaos that has broken out in the first 2 months of his job. He says, quote, of the violence in L.A., you're seeing what I call a public temper tantrum because they condition people to believe over the last few years that California is special or really is exempt from federal law. It's not. We are still going out and doing our enforcement operations. We have not stopped. We will not be deterred. And the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to see more resources come to our district to make sure we can successfully complete that mission. If they don't like the number of National Guard that are here now, they should see how many we get if this continues, he warned. Attaboy, Bill. You tell them.
Hey, I
Ayatollah gonna put you in a box, Pomeran.
Oh, provocative. You know, one more thing Bill Assayle said, because I really like the cut of his jib. He was there when ridiculous, grandstanding, temporary Senator Alex Padilla of California barged into that news conference where Kristi Noem was talking, right, and he got pushed to the ground and handcuffed. Do we still have that clip mocking him? Can we come up with that? When he was tearfully explaining what happened. But Assayle, who was standing right near Noem, says, "We all saw this extremely large, tall individual start charging at us and screaming. We had no idea he was there. I'd never met him before. I didn't know who he was. I wasn't expecting him to be there, so the security detail did its job. Nobody knew who he was."
I wouldn't have known. I'm a Californian, no, and I wouldn't have recognized him.
No, no.
Certainly not dressed like that either.
But he tried to go savior slash martyr. Yeah. For the down with the feds, up with the illegals cause. Pathetic.
Well, it's the waters we swim in now. Performative, everything.
Yeah, I don't like these waters. Can we do different waters? Healing waters.
TikTok videos. Healing waters. Need to go to that. What do they have down in Sedona, Arizona? They got the, are they called vortexes or whatever they are? I've talked about this before when I was there.
Oh, yeah. Katie, you know, you into this?
Yeah, the hot springs.
No, they got hot springs there, but they have these, they call them vortexes or something. They're completely made up. It's BS. But they're all over the place there. And, like, you can go sit there and the healing vibrations or whatever will help you talk to your grandmother or something. It's all kinds of weird.
That would be lovely, but...
Yeah, energy vortexes.
I need to go to Lourdes. Yes, energy vortexes. France. That's exactly what it is. They're all over the place. I mean, you drive around Sedona, there's a billboard every 500 feet to the best energy vortex in Arizona. And then people go sit in a tent, and apparently the energy's there because of the native tribes or something.
Yeah, they get their vortex on. Good for them. Super, super. And you know what else? They can walk more easily because their wallet is lightened.
Right.
So that's a win.
Right.
You know, I want to get back into this Bill Assayle guy later on at some point, because he went off on the progressive view of criminal justice in California and how rotten and ridiculous it is. Good. He's doing great work. Go get him, Bill.
I should just buy a piece of land somewhere. I already have a piece of land. I should use it. Claim there's an energy vortex there from some native tribe.
It's unfalsifiable, meaning you can't. You can't prove that's not true.
I'll grow a beard.
Oh, yeah, I feel it right. I feel it right now. The whole vortex. Oh, there it goes. Yeah.
I'll grow a beard long enough to, like, tie a knot in the bottom of it. Yes. Start wearing sandals.
Yes.
Have a rap about how it's going to cleanse your something or other.
Just thinking outside the box, how about a couple of head tattoos? Like moon and stars, something earthy, kind of vaguely Native American-y on your chrome dome.
Stars, right.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think you got a retirement plan.
I do. I'm going to start an energy vortex on a piece of land. And become
just the public face of it.
I'm going to become a fraudulent healer. That's my retirement plan.
Right. Really, all you have to do is be the public face of it. And then I have a couple of employees who will pose as customers, and they'll walk out of the tent or cabin or cave or whatever you choose to go with. It's, you know, it's all a matter of style. And people will be rubbing their chin thinking about it, and they'll walk out and say, "Oh, my God, that's the most moving thing I've ever done. Oh, I feel like a different human being." You just hire people to do that every day.
That's a good idea. You hire, like, a couple and a child.
Plants.
To, all day long, keep coming out of the most recent session. "Oh, I went in there with so much emotional turmoil, and now I'm as light as a feather. This is fantastic."
Hire some young thespian, some theater kid to have tears in his eyes saying, "I'm the happiest I've ever been."
Go to the local college where kids are taking drama. Pay him $50 because they're not going to make any money any other way. And they'll come and act like it worked.
Oh, yeah. The plant is, that's a time-honored tradition in the fraud business. Yeah.
I have a plan. All right. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
The very last thing anyone wants is to burden their family after passing.
That's why having a trust or a will is essential. It ensures your loved ones, your spouse, children, or anyone you care about clearly understands your wishes and doesn't have to deal with confusion, drama, or legal hassles while grieving.
Without a will, your assets could be distributed in ways you never intended. People you care about could be left out completely. Also, probate can be a long, complicated, expensive process, and it's avoidable if you have a simple trust in place.
A trust or a will sets a clear plan for how you want your estate handled. They are simple, affordable, and give you peace of mind. I have a simple revocable trust, and knowing my family won't have to go through probate brings real comfort.
TrustandWill.com makes it easy. They're the leaders in creating personalized trusts and wills to protect your legacy and loved ones.
Do the right thing. Protect your family. Visit TrustandWill.com today for total peace of mind. That's TrustandWill.com.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captate Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum, Ecuadorian Sumatra Wrapper, Connecticut Broadleaf Binder, Nicaraguan Filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A nationwide boycott against McDonald's, the grassroots movement led by the People's Union USA, is calling on people to refrain from spending at the fast food chain until next Monday in honor of fair taxes, equality, and ending price gouging. McDonald's called the group's claims misleading and said it remains committed to inclusion.
If six people join that boycott, I would be surprised.
I want to include a burger in my belly. That's the inclusion I'm... Include some fries with that. That's the inclusion I'm in favor of.
Got a number of texts like this. I think a lot of people would pay good money to hang out in the Jack Vortex, even if it was fraud, so maybe I will get that operation going. If you don't know what we're talking about, get the last segment. You can find it in the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
If you don't do that, you're a fool.
New York Post headline, so you got to take it with a grain of salt, as the New York Post is a combination of some of the best real news and crap that you've ever heard. Leg lengthening surgery is catching on. Here's why patients drop thousands on the Frankenstein procedure. We do have a spoiler of, is it a TV show or a movie? Is The Materialists a movie?
Oh, yeah, it's a movie.
Starring Dakota Johnson, Pedro Pascal, who I hate, and Chris Evans. Anyway, it's a movie, I guess. And a spoiler alert, in the movie, she falls for a guy that she says is perfect. He's rich, he's nice, he's handsome, he's 6 foot tall. Later in the movie, you find out that he had leg lengthening surgery.
Spoiler alert.
That's what I said. And so this article is claiming that leg lengthening surgery is catching on and becoming more popular. I don't have the slightest idea. If you're wondering what the surgery is like, I mean, it is exactly what it says. The surgery involves breaking the femur and or tibia, inserting rods, and turning the rods by up to 1 millimeter per day as new bone fills in the gap.
Sounds delightful.
According to the International Center for Limb Lengthening. The International Center for Limb Lengthening. All right. The surgery can add up to 6 inches in height, though most patients gain 2 or 3 inches. Which is the recommended length. I mean, they recommend 2 or 3. You walk into the workplace 2 or 3 inches taller, people are going to notice. It'd be like you come in and all of a sudden you got a, I have a full head of jet black hair. And like I'm hoping nobody will say anything. But if I come in 6 inches taller, I think people say,
well, no, that's the point. It's a millimeter a day. That's perfect.
You didn't think somebody that, I don't know, works down the hall and hasn't seen me in a couple of months would say, good God, what happened?
That sounds like a them problem to me. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
You're 6 inches taller. But again, the International Center for Limb Lengthening suggests just a couple, 2 or 3 inches. It's cosmetic surgery, so not covered by insurance. It is expensive. It costs more than $120,000. While tibia and femur lengthening combined can cost in excess of $250,000, depending on who you get it done. I'd go ahead and go with somebody good. Oh, yeah. My God.
You never regret buying quality when you're lengthening your limbs.
It's cheaper abroad, says the New York Post, so some American men are traveling to places like Turkey to get a cheaper procedure similar to hair transplants. Yeah, that's a good idea. Go to Turkey and get a cheapo leg lengthening surgery. Let me know how that goes.
Yikes.
Just accept your height. You'll be okay. Look at Danny DeVito. He's
funny. No. You can't say that. You're over 6 feet tall. That's incredibly. Why don't you tell us how black people feel next, Jack?
I have tall privilege.
Good Lord. Maybe I'm shocked by that.
We're going to have a socialist New York mayor.
Armstrong and Getty.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info is protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies.
including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. And it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35. On KCNO.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Endorsed by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and former DNC Vice Chair David Hogg, Mamdani represents a younger generation and more progressive wing of the Democratic Party. He calls himself a Democratic Socialist, promising free city buses, free child care, and city-owned grocery stores.
This is our chance to turn the page on the politics of the past.
Yeah, the headline, Socialist Zoran Mamdani stuns New York in mayoral election results. I don't know if it was that stunning. Polls showed it was going that direction. Big picture, it's pretty stunning. As one commentator put it, I remember when Democrats used to run away from the term socialist. Wait a second, don't call me that. This guy proudly calls himself a socialist and is going to get elected mayor probably.
And to a lot of America, being endorsed by AOC and David Hogg is not exactly, well, it's not a positive. Yet this fella was, in the report there laid out some of his policies. One could take several different tacks in discussing this. Certainly, the most obvious one is that the appeal of socialism, the surface appeal, particularly to young voters, is timeless. You can run this same scam over and over and over again and say, explain how rent control is going to punish those landlords, and by golly, your apartment's going to be affordable, and you can live there as long as you want, and you're not going to have to struggle, and blah, 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 even though it's been proved over and over and over again that exactly the opposite will happen.
I would have bought that
as a government-run grocery store.
Wow. I would have bought that as a 22-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely true. That was one of the other angles I was tempted to take, is that young voters, on both sides of the aisle, frankly, they just have not been around the block, and they don't understand that there are political scams. For instance, you know, we're going to institute rent controls, and you'll be able to afford your rent. That are ageless. I mean, they've been run up the flagpole over and over and over again. And, you know, you get a little age and you see them and you understand why they're scams.
Oh, it makes you,
scam in human history.
It makes you roll your eyes once you get older. You've heard the same story 15 times from everybody. Okay,
right.
Got it. Sure you are.
Yeah, this here snake oil will cure your arthritis, give you better erections, and make you smarter as well. You'll be the envy of the entire village if you just take a spoonful of this snake oil. I mean, that's a lot of politics, honestly. And you have a lot of young voters who fell for this handsome, articulate, charming guy. He's a Trustafarian Muslim activist and a socialist.
It helps to be running against an ancient scumbag.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Andrew Cuomo's all kinds of an awful human being, and he's very, very old.
Yeah.
We can be better. Can reach higher.
Do we have an age on the old groper? Can somebody look that up?
Excelsior! I think he's 67. He is 67.
Boy, he reads older than his age. And worse than the groping, maybe I shouldn't say that, but worse than groping to me was all the destroying evidence and threatening to fire people and everything when they were investigating his moves of, putting old people in old folks' homes that killed him of COVID. I mean, mm-hmm. He's a flat-out crook.
So, to not bury the lead, there are less than 100% of the vote is in New York. Mamdani got 43.5% of voters. He shellacked Cuomo's in second place. Now they have to go to the ranked choice balloting thing. I think Tuesday they'll have a probably a definitive result. But if you win the Democratic primary, you're in very good shape.
And Cuomo conceded early yesterday.
Yeah. Cuomo, who's going to take a look at the numbers and probably run as an independent up against this guy and the incredibly unpopular half-wit current mayor. What's his face?
Adams,
right, Eric Adams. So, you know, where it stops, nobody knows. But this is really quite a development that somebody this far down the line of, oh, yeah, I'm an openly, avowedly, proudly socialist candidate could get that percentage of the vote. Urban politics is so interesting. I won't go down that tangent, but...
Well, right. I don't think this model is going to work everywhere. And if the Democrats, their lesson they take from this is, okay, this is how we win elections. We run AOC type candidates, young socialists. Okay, go for it. Do it everywhere.
Well, that is one of the other tangents I wanted to touch on, at least, is that the Democratic Party, especially if this guy wins and becomes the mayor of New York City, if you're a Democrat, it will be unavoidable that you have to talk about this guy and his policies, and whether you agree with them, disagree with them, or are you taking a wait-and-see attitude. It is like an actual neo-Nazi ran as a Republican and won a major mayoral race. You don't think every Republican in the country would be asked, what do you think of Heinrich von Stupelhofen? Being mayor of whatever city, please. I mean, so it'll be interesting to see what Democrats make of this, as their brand is already in the toilet. But one other angle of this that I wanted to mention, clip number 30, Michael.
State lawmaker Zoran Mamdani, some 34 years Cuomo's junior. The 33-year-old would become New York City's first Muslim mayor. He denies accusations of anti-Semitism, but refuses to acknowledge Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state, and criticized Israel, not Hamas, just one day after the October 7th terror attack, saying peace could only come by ending the apartheid.
I didn't know
this.
Some
of the hardest core Columbia professors who are up with Hamas, major contributors to this guy's campaign.
And the fact that he refuses to say Israel should exist as a state is amazing, and he could be mayor of New York City. I was listening to the Commentary Magazine, they're a Jewish outfit, podcast the other day, and they're pointing out that as recently as the 80s, I think, New York was like 30% Jewish. Mm-hmm. But it's a smaller percentage now. It's still pretty high teens, 20%, something like that. But, man, you can become mayor of New York refusing to say Israel should exist as a state.
And we've been talking about the nexus between the radical left in America, the secular radical left, the gender-bending madness stuff, the defund the police, the convicts are just in prison because of white supremacy, you got to turn them all loose, all of that radical Marxist stuff. And the fact that, as the New York Times puts it, Zoran Mamdani's success is especially meaningful for Muslim New Yorkers. He would be the first Muslim mayor of New York City, and his faith played a role in expanding the diverse coalition that propelled his campaign. Muslims make up 12% of the electorate in New York City, for what it's worth. And I became aware the other day of the number of major English cities who have Muslim mayors. And a lot of those stories look a lot like this story. The radical, youthful left joins with Islamists to win elections. And by an interesting coincidence, we came across this audio the other day. This is an Iranian refugee, as he explains. Listen to his point of view. 14, Michael.
I'm a political refugee from Iran. I've been to prison. I've been under Islamic law. And I know how it starts, and I know how it ends. And it always starts with, for some reason, unity of left and Islamists, and it scares me. So I came here to be free. I chose Canada as my second home to be live in a free country. And I'm beginning to get really scared, because the way things are going, it looks like they're going to basically appease Islamists just to not raise any ruckus or something. They're just going to appease them step by step, and they're not going to stop. They see it as a sign of weakness, so they're going to take more and more, and I'm against that. I believe Canada should be free, and freedom of speech is something that nobody can take.
Yeah, Canada's extra far down that appeasement road in a way that the U.S. isn't quite. But the main point is that Islamists want to tear down Western governments and systems. Radical leftists want to tear down Western governments and systems. They are natural allies. This movie has been played many, many times on the cinema of Earth in recent, you know, days, weeks, months, and centuries. It's pretty clear what's happening now if you understand political movements.
So what percentage of New York is Muslim now?
The electorate, it's 12%.
So I looked up the Jewish population now. It is 13 to 15, depending on the borough. So it's close to the same. Again, it wasn't that many decades ago. New York was like 30% Jewish, but moved to Florida or whatever happened. That's really interesting, the changing politics around that. Holy cow. And then you've got the, you know, you get rewarded for being violent. You know, and the obvious caveat, most Muslims are not violent and don't believe in this craziness either. But enough do that it scares a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to anger them, where you can say all kinds of nasty things about Mormons or Catholics or even Jews. And you know they're not going to come bomb you. But
right.
You say it about Muslims and you're afraid that some of the crazies might. So you keep your mouth shut.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, that and the whole, hey, you sound bigoted or blah, 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 not all Muslims, dot, dot, dot. Well, they're irrelevant to the discussion. The answer to that is, well, I'm not talking about those people. I have no problem with those people. It's people who want to institute some version of Sharia law, or Islam is at its root, it's a political system and a religion. Anybody who knows anything about it understands that in a way that Christianity is quite explicitly not. In fact, Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. I'm building you a kingdom in heaven, not on earth. I'm not a government guy. Whereas Islam is absolutely the opposite, as practiced by hundreds of millions of people worldwide. Certainly not all Muslims, but enough to count.
Wow, there is a lot of news coming out of the NATO summit going on right now, because Trump is doing a press conference, standing there with Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth. And I was looking up at the TV, and I got distracted by Pete Hegseth pointing with a very fierce look on his face at the reporters. And so I was reading the closed caption. He was agitated like I was earlier in the show about the media coverage being gleeful, obviously thrilled that perhaps the Iranian nuclear capacity was not destroyed, that they may be able to get a bomb now. Why are you happy about that? Pete Hegseth was very incensed about that, I was. And we'll get to some of that in hour three. Trump was just asked.
Wow.
I'm a three-year-old. Trump was just asked, what's your stance on Article 5 there at the NATO summit? What he said will shock you or not. But that's pretty interesting. Yeah, why is the mainstream media happy if an enemy of the United States gets a nuclear weapon? You're weird. Your Trump derangement syndrome is
bone deep.
Any
failure of Trump makes me happy. That's great.
Those
strikes weren't a good thing.
You need to move away. You've lost your sense of decency. But we'll get to that in hour three, among other things. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org. The success you've had in life matters. The late nights, the extra shifts, the moments you've stood up and said, I've got this. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we value your achievements because we're a school for real life. With UMGC, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant life and work experience. Or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer scholarships, affordable tuition, and online and hybrid classes. All with the support you need from your first day to graduation day and beyond. As an accredited state university, we've been transforming lives for over 75 years. Choose from more than 135 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates and get ready to succeed again. Get an affordable online skills-based education to move your career forward. UMGC offers no-cost digital materials in place of textbooks in most courses, low-cost tuition, and over 21 million in scholarship opportunities each aid year. Find out if you qualify at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Construction is underway deep in the Florida Everglades on a massive migrant detention camp that state officials are calling Alligator Alcatraz. Starting next month, 5,000 migrants will be housed in trailers and heavy-duty tents at this remote abandoned airfield. In a promotional video set to music, Florida's Attorney General lays out what he considers a deterrent for any potential escapees.
People get out. There's not much waiting for them other than alligators and pythons.
All right. I'm going to be in the Everglades in just a couple of days with my kids, checking out alligators and whatnot, and probably getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. But do we need to
is
send
Dog Mike? The bounty hunter now running our immigration services there?
I want to do something about illegal immigration, threatening them with alligator chompins. I don't know if that's necessary, but.
Right. So coming up next hour, there is tons of news being generated out of the NATO meetings. On a lighter note, inside the complex and petty prenups of the super wealthy, with the big Bezos nuptials approaching. But first, in breaking bison news, we go to Katie Green.
Some Yellowstone visitors were left reeling from witnessing a bison's last moments after the animal fell into one of the park's hot springs on Saturday.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Oh, boiled bison for dinner tonight,
oh,
kids.
Oh, that's horrifying. Boy, that's a caveman death, as we used to call it. That sort of thing, you know, see the La Brea tar pits in L.A. if you've never been. That's as old as time.
Wow. Go on, Katie.
They said it happens at the park, but that it's rare. It took a few steps into a shallow area to the right of the pool, turned around, looked at us, stepped out quickly, and then fell down into the water and drowned.
That's why you don't get off the path. Did it not read the signs? You don't get off the path. I was there last summer.
If I'm a ranger, I can't resist. All right. Now you believe the sign, do you? Stupid tourists.
Do they think it was a suicide?
There's speculation.
Wow. I've got a couple of dark jokes flashed through my head, but I'll leave them alone.
His wife had left it for another bison. I don't know what happened.
For instance, it couldn't live in a world with Trump as president.
Right, exactly.
It was a progressive bison, according to
friends'
accounts.
That'd be horrifying for the kids, because I assume there'd be some struggling and screaming. I mean, you just fell into boiling water.
Yeah, I've witnessed a couple of quote-unquote National Geographic moments during communes with nature, which is one of my favorite things. And it's exciting at first. The whole, the pursuit, the thrill of the chase, the natural world doing its thing in front of you. But then when the one beast gets the upper hand over the other beast, and that beast is going to die, it's Beast B is not happy about it, and expresses its unhappiness in poignant ways.
Speaking of beasts, we have breaking Liver King news. Do you know the Liver King?
No.
Katie does, and I don't know if you just have to do enough searching on your phone about fitness before you start getting fed all kinds of Liver King supplement ads. He's this giant bearded steroid freak who's been around for a year or so now, selling all kinds of supplements. And he's about the all-meat diet, and you'd look like me if you ate like me and all this different sort of stuff.
And he sits there and he eats raw liver on his channel and videos.
Yeah, and he's constantly got blood pouring down his chin because he's eating raw meat. Picture here of him here with like a big chunk of meat around his ridiculously swollen shoulders. I mean, you know, he's got that physique that no normal human being ever has had or should have.
Sure. Yeah.
And his veins are bulging out. Anyway, Joe Rogan had been calling him out for a long time as a fraud, a fraudster. He's obviously a steroid abuser, and the diet has nothing to do with it. And the guy is semi-unhinged seeming in his videos. Well, dude, Liver King, who has a name, doesn't matter what, Brian Johnson, known on social media as the Liver King, he went to Austin and had been putting a whole bunch of threatening posts out there about Joe Rogan, who lives in Austin now and lives in a $14 million giant estate. And they arrested Liver King yesterday. They haven't released any more information, but apparently they had enough reason to think he was threatening Joe Rogan and meant it that he was arrested.
Wow. Wow.
Steroids.
He's going to hate the county jail diet. heavy on, like, reconstituted mashed potatoes.
What a nut job. So Trump at NATO, all kinds of interesting news breaking that we will get to in hour three. If you miss it, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.